thank you for listening to My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. It is the start of the Donna and Steve show. At your service for the next 3 hours. Producer Dawn will hang out for an hour. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello. Oh, good day to you all. Blessed evening, I trust.
Yes, indeed.
What time did everybody go to bed last night? Let's just go there and then we'll talk about Mars.
Oh, I can't.
Let's get personal first.
10-ish, maybe?
Great.
10:15? 10:30. Okay. I'm going to go 10:30. Final answer.
All right, 11:45.
Whoa. Dawn.
D-Bone?
We can't. I plead the fifth.
No, Dawn.
Dawn, fess up Dawn, right now.
Was it super early or super late?
I have insomnia.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're having trouble.
I do have trouble.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the Calm app?
I have everything.
An app.
This
I
is
have
like
everything. I have medication.
This
I have,
is not good. It's, I have a friend who has this. Sometimes she doesn't fall asleep until like 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah,
and she's just.
I mean, it just
miserable.
Depends on the day. Sometimes
Dawn,
I don't. Dawn sleep
hasn't
at all.
Gone to bed. She hasn't. That's why she didn't answer the question.
No.
And by
no,
the way,
I did go to bed. I just was. I didn't fall asleep until midnight. I think.
Donna. Here's what we have to do.
Okay.
When the topic of sleep, excuse us, Don, when the topic of sleep comes up with an insomniac, we can't offer any suggestions.
You're right.
Because,
oh,
and here's
course.
Why. Here's what I'll liken it to. It's like what I had very picky eaters when the kids were young, especially.
And everybody's got
and
an opinion.
Every parent. Oh, and they all came through with this breakthrough idea. Have you tried introducing new foods to them?
I get
Wait,
it.
Hang on. Let me grab a pen and a pad. I want to write this down. Talk slower.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, get them in the kitchen.
She
that'll
want to
have
hear
them
it.
Take owner. Yeah, she does.
She's just hearing womp, womp,
on a normal day, especially then we start talking about our insomnia. Dawn, we're happy that you're here.
Yeah,
and we
you.
Send our love toward you.
Yes.
It's okay. It's all good, man. I just, I don't remember what it's like to not feel tired.
Oh, man.
I literally don't remember.
Even, you don't even have a newborn at home.
No.
Oh,
thank God.
Oh, could you imagine?
She's living the same nightmare anyway.
That's this what
is,
I mean, right?
Elizabeth Reese is not sleeping at all right now. Her little Heathcliff wakes up like every hour or two. She's so Dawn, you're experiencing that same thing. You may as well.
You know, and the I think the key to this is that I take something of maybe something someone said to me or maybe an email I sent, and I will obsess about how I'm perceived over and over to the point where I cannot stop the intrusive thoughts. That's my
tough.
Problem. And it's gotten way worse during the pandemic. I've always
tough.
Had anxiety, but it's to a level of So anyway, I'm getting on some new medication.
I think we need to
This is great.
We
this
need to
great.
Hypnotize you.
Okay.
I'll figure out how to do that.
Well, as you're talking to a guy who won the champion hypnotic subject on a cruise I was
don't get him started.
20,
please.
So.
Please don't.
I rapped in Japanese. It was fake Japanese, but still had the crowd going.
I'm always so fascinated by that.
I was drunk.
Yeah, okay.
I
he had like 5 tequilas and a half.
No. It was like, I think it was 7 champagnes in a period of about a half hour at this champagne waterfall in the lobby of the cruise ship.
Well,
and then
they
there was
come in those skinny little glasses.
Then there was a hypnotist, so we went to the big theater. The place was packed. I don't know, 1,500 people. And then they had already chosen their subjects. I ran up to the stage, and then he said, "Oh, I think we've got one more." Realizing, "Oh, this kid's going to be putty in my hands."
No.
I went up. Long story short, I ended up rapping in fake Japanese. By the end of it, a call and response. I was saying "som simple tupe," and then I put the mic out.
Like,
Dawn, they
say?
Were responding. They were saying "som simple tupe" back to me. My family was saying afterward, "How did you do it? What was it like being able to speak Japanese?" I said, "Guys, I wasn't speaking Japanese. This was improv fueled by champagne."
Amazing.
It was
wow.
frightening.
Oh my gosh.
And then I got a trophy. And my
I think
dad
that
was
might
is there a video?
There is not a video.
Oh,
that was
shoot.
Just before the time of, this was in 2003
okay.
or 4.
Yeah, you'd never get away with that today.
It oh no.
Culturally,
I am sure. Yeah, and I would have blamed the hypnotist. He's coming down with me. He made me speak in Japanese.
That's true. Fake Japanese. Oh, jeez.
Speaking of foreign places, we're really making some waves on Mars.
I know. NASA just released this stunning, did I say it wrong?
No, you're great.
Stunning video of Perseverance rover landing on Mars. And now we have the first audio recording.
What's taken it sound on the like?
Well, you're going to have to listen very carefully. I believe we have one of the scientists at NASA kind of guiding us through it. Here's a little clip.
I invite you now to, if you would like to, close your eyes and just imagine yourself sitting on the surface of Mars and listening to the surroundings. If I could have the first one, please. So that gentle whirl that happens in the background, that is a noise made by the rover.
Okay.
But yes, what you did hear 10 seconds in was an actual wind gust on the surface of Mars.
Okay, we heard that.
Picked up by the microphone, sent back to us here on Earth.
That's incredible.
It indicates that was around a 5 meter per second type of wind gust. So we've actually, we can sit here now and actually tell you that we have recorded sound from the surface of Mars.
I think there's
so we have a second one, which basically further reduced the noise of the rover. So you can just hear what the wind would sound like on Mars. And once again, I invite you to sit back and have a listen to what it would sound
close
like.
Your eyes,
yes, sir.
I'll fall asleep.
Mine are closed.
This was the key. She needs Martian wind.
It's like our wind.
It sounds like Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
That's cool.
Okay, that's neat.
That's great.
Knowing how far away it is and it's got kind of similar sounds.
It's great. I think this is really fun.
I wanted that high-pitched whizzing sound to be the sound of Mars, but
me
it's
too.
Just the rover.
Yeah, it's just
totally.
The rover.
Not that I'm disappointed. But.
By the way, hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve.
Would you mind linking up? See the yellow link that I got there? Maybe we could throw this up there.
Yes, of course.
There's this really cool... If you... Or your partner, or kids, grandkids, whatever. If you know someone in your world who's really interested in what's happening on Mars right now, there is a guy who has a really successful YouTube channel, Mark Rober. And by the way, if you feel like your kids waste time on YouTube, have them start watching Mark Rober, because then they will be learning really advanced STEAM and STEM things. He is a former NASA engineer. And I think he's in his 30s now, and he worked for NASA for 7 years or so, and he worked on the last rover that went to Mars. Now, he does all sorts of crazy science experiments, and it's really fun, and he's an easy watch. But his latest video is all about what's going on in Mars and talking with the team that prepped the rover and seeing it up close at NASA's headquarters. It's very interesting, very well done, very informative. And so it's just a really cool video. Don, can you play the beginning of this link just so that you get a little flavor for who this guy Mark Rober is? And he has, again, just a really, some YouTubers like, what's up, guys? Welcome back.
God.
He is he is laid back and good to listen to. So here he is from
the top. Right behind me, you'll see the center of the universe. And the reason it's called the center of the universe is because that's NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And all of the orbiters, probes, and spacecraft we've sent out into the solar system and beyond send all their signals right back here to be processed. And that will never be more apparent than in a few days when the next Mars rover named Perseverance concludes its 7-month journey to our neighboring red planet Mars, autonomously navigating itself for a terrifying 7 minutes, traveling from 15 times the speed of a bullet to a gentle 3 miles per hour touchdown, all while live streaming the key data the whole way down.
Wow.
So he waxes poetic, and it's shot beautifully, and he only does one video a month, I think.
Oh.
So he spends, it's really well produced. And it's everything from an inside look at NASA to here is a squirrel trap that he set up in his backyard. It's just very, very, and breaking down the science of it all the whole way. Mark Rober on YouTube. We'll link it up on the show links page. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Facebook question today is also our confession. What makes a physically attractive person less attractive?
Oh, yeah.
There's a specific phrase that is an immediate downgrade in my head. I'll tell you what that is.
Ooh, cool.
When we get to 11:30. Meanwhile, after the break, we will dig into the bag of things that make you go, huh? I got a fun fact about horses. I got a fun fact about Rhode Island. And do you think you know the color of Guinness's beer? Everybody knows a Guinness beer. Well, you don't. You're wrong. We'll tell you what it actually is when we come back on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes, boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. Ah. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing covered. Donna, this is real life. It's soft.
Know,
it's
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Welcome back to the show, the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Things that make you go,
things that make you go, let's start with Guinness.
Okay.
Everybody loves a good Guinness. Nah, it's not that great.
It's fine.
Guinness officially says that their beer isn't black, which it appears in your mug, because it looks like a nice, stout, thick, opaque.
Yeah.
It's actually a dark ruby red. So, next time you have a Guinness stout poured, take a look. Hold it up to the light. See if you can see the ruby red. Okay?
If you drink half of it, you will.
Oh, is that
see
right?
All kinds of things.
Now this on Rhode Island. This is a fun fact. We love geography on this show.
Sure. We're good at it.
We've already declared that will 100% be our state fair shirt for 2021. It'll just say, we love geography. That'd be cute. We won't do that. Rhode Island, Donna, is the smallest state.
Yes, it is.
But it technically has the longest name. Its official name is State of Rhode Island, not Rhode Island. We should be calling it State of Rhode Island. It's 18 letters. The next closest are North and South Carolina, 13 letters apiece.
Hmm.
Isn't that some?
Yeah. Fun facts. Things that make you go,
Give me a festive transition.
La 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 la.
We have spoken about horses before on this show. We are not anti-horse by any stretch.
Love horses.
Horses cannot breathe through their mouths. Mouths.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's fun.
Only
fact.
Through
what?
Their giant noses, which really...
That explains a lot, yeah.
How could you not breathe through a mouth that big?
Why don't they just try it? Just give it a try. You'll enjoy it.
There could be a self-limiting belief in place.
Yeah.
With the equestrian equine community. I've been bitten by a horse.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful. They can bite right at you. And then if you're feeding them an apple, you need to like really keep a flat hand and they can still crunch on your fingers. I went
but
to a camp with horses.
Their lips are so... soft and cute.
They are. Yeah, there. It's very relaxing to pet a horse's face
and to have it nibble on you, just with its lips, not its teeth. No, okay, just
okay.
okay.
I just wanted to let it hang.
Yeah,
I wanted to listen
okay,
to the drink
truth
it in
be told,
for a moment. What's
I've never had
on?
A horse do that. Only a donkey.
Okay.
Jack, do you know I framed a picture of Jack from
you
my
did?
Trip to South Dakota and have it prominently displayed in my kitchen?
That's now, so cute.
For those who don't remember, this is the donkey that just came right up near the house that you were staying in, like at the door.
Yeah, he
anybody
wanted to come in the house. And I'm like, what do you want? I don't know what you want. He was very food motivated.
Of course.
Mm,
no,
yeah,
he was like just
right.
looking for food, nibbling on my hand. I'm like, I'm not holding anything. Yeah, he was great.
Huh.
Jack, he was a mammoth donkey.
What, is that a big donkey?
I hope.
He appeared very big to me.
Did he?
Yep.
Like a horse size?
Yep. I wasn't sure if he was a jackass. Wait. Yeah, a jackass is a, right? Isn't that part horse? A mule. I didn't know if he was a mule or a donkey.
Okay, well, I'm looking up jackass. It's an American reality comedy television series.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I think I may have heard of that.
What does...
Are we going to go into this horse?
Well, we have to because you... I'm sorry, you just doubled down on jackass. And so now...
No, it's
and
mule.
You are thinking of a...
Mule.
Okay. A jackass is... Definition one in the dictionary is a stupid person. Definition two is a male, a double snakes, or donkey.
Okay.
A mule is a hybrid of a horse and a donkey. I think this is how it works. Wait. Did a horse and a donkey create a mule?
I hate
correct?
You right now. Yes. Yes.
No, I'm serious.
Yes, but a mule and a mule can't create a mule.
A mule cannot be a dad
reproduce.
Or a
right.
mom.
You're right.
That's crazy that there are...
They just put the brakes on the whole thing.
Any mules.
They go,
how
we shouldn't really
they?
Exist.
Yeah.
And so they say it's our responsibility to stop this.
Yeah.
And who was the first to... Is it a male horse that has to impregnate the female donkey? Or could a male donkey...
He's doing it.
He's doing what?
You're doing what you do.
The donkey or the horse is doing it.
I'm
they
thinking...
Both did it.
Can a donkey impregnate a horse, or can a horse only impregnate a donkey? That's a worthy question, Donna.
I do not believe in follow-up questions.
How are mules
made?
Oh, God,
he's going to do it.
Well, let me just say, I need to close this. Okay, mules result from a female. Okay.
Ah!
Oh! Who would have thought?
What
unbelievable.
Is it?
Mules result from a female horse mating with a male donkey.
Oh.
A hinny... is a male mule resulting from the pairing of a female donkey
and
a male horse. Oh, my gosh. A Molly is a female mule resulting from a female donkey and a male horse. Draft mules are bred from draft mare horses coupled with male donkeys. And that comes under the headline, Did Humans Create Mules?
Okay. Anyway, I have a picture of a donkey in my kitchen.
Like Donna, see what I added enhanced that story. Don't fight against it, all right? You have a picture of a donkey.
Touché. Okay, all right.
Touché. Now we all know something. Hey, the first time the term snowflake was used in its current form to describe someone sensitive or fragile or needing to be coddled.
Like, okay, snowflake.
Yes. Often thrown towards millennials, was actually in the movie Fight Club.
Oh, I would have said Cobra Kai.
Oh! You're loving it, aren't you?
So good.
It is such
it
a great
is
show.
So good.
Dawn?
Yep.
Can we convince you to watch that show?
You can't convince Dawn to do anything.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Dawn
I could persuade her
wants to be told what to do.
No, that's you.
What is this?
That's me too.
Yeah, if I enthusiastically suggest a show to Donna, in principle, she resists.
But Dawn suggested things that Donna has told me to watch.
That's true, because we get each other. Like, if you told me to watch something, I would watch it.
All right.
You're my buddy boo.
You're my baby buddy boo.
I'm here.
All right, we're going to get a little dark when we come back because I did watch episode one of Alan versus Pharaoh. And if you didn't believe Dylan before, I think you will now after seeing this documentary. Donna Valentine, Steve Patterson. We'll get to Cobra Kai in a moment. I thought we can start with like the heavier stuff here.
Right. Yep.
I watched part one of a four-part documentary called Alan versus Pharaoh. It is available on HBO Max, and it basically tells a story entirely from the perspective of Dylan, the daughter of Mia Farrow, and Mia Farrow, and family and friends and witnesses. We all know the story that his... I can't say his daughter. Well, I guess his daughter, not his biological daughter, but his daughter, his girlfriend's daughter, had accused him of sexual abuse. And this has been going on for a long time. But Mia Farrow has really never spoken out before. She's been like pretty mum for decades. Hmm. So it's about their, it's not just about that. It's about their relationship, how they met, how they fell in love. And then it gets into some in-depth stuff. And what they did was, in addition to like all these interviews with Dylan, which there's some shocking stuff there and some crazy stuff that really makes you go, oh yeah, this is weird. His behavior, some of it you could even see on film because Mia Farrow took a lot of video as the kids were growing up. And you can kind of see like the weird tension and the way the little girl kind of changed her personality over time. Like she started to withdraw. There are those interviews. There's they've got police files, affidavits, sworn testimony, taped conversations. They've got like 60 boxes of documentation that were taken from an attorney storage room that have been untouched since the 1990s. It's really taking a deep dive, and it's telling a more like a detailed story than I think all of us have heard, because we've maybe heard things in bits and pieces. And like maybe, you know, there was a Rolling Stone interviewer. Then we hear from Ronan Farrow, who is the only biological child of Woody Allen, who really didn't have that much of a relationship with him. But it is so good. Woody Allen does not participate in this, but they do use audio from his memoir that came out last year, in which he kind of describes his relationship with Dylan and just some weird stuff. Like Mia Farrow wanted to have another child, and she wanted to adopt a child with Woody. And he said, okay, I'm not going to take any. They didn't live together, by the way. They always lived in separate residences throughout their like decade long, because she had seven kids. They both lived in Central Park, but across the park from one another. So he, so she had seven kids. She wanted to have another. And he was like, well, I really want a blonde baby. Like, how weird is that?
That is.
And he wanted a girl. He wanted a girl. So it's just some really bizarre stuff. But anyway, that was the first of four parts. I think it comes out every Sunday. So every Sunday around 8 o'clock our time, if that is, you know, something that you've been interested in, highly recommend.
It's interesting. I'm just looking around at some headlines about it. On the New York Post, there's one from Andrea Pisser writing an opinion piece on it saying, put me on Team Woody. Mia Farrow is full of it.
Wow. Interesting.
Whoa. Then on it's interesting, Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 81%, episode one of Allen versus Farrow. IMDb, I don't know who gets the vote there. They give it a 2.4 out of 10.
Wow. Why? I don't get it. I mean, there were obviously, now I will say, it is completely from the perspective of Mia Farrow and that her family and Dylan. Woody Allen was asked to participate, I believe, but he claims that it was like weeks before the documentary was about to air, and he's calling it a hatchet job. But if you listen to her side of the story, there are things where there's a renowned psychoanalyst who lived in their apartment building who warned Mia and said, hey, called her and said, the way that Woody greeted your daughter was disturbing, and called her. Then, you know, Woody ends up marrying Mia Farrow's daughter.
Yeah, that was
that's always been very
strange.
She found, so Soon Yi Previn, and that was, she was adopted by Mia's first husband. So they adopted her together. That's the last name, Previn, in her final year of marriage to him. So she goes off to college. She's in her first year of college. And Mia Farrow, and I don't think I'm giving anything away. I think she's talked about this in articles before. or at least Dylan has. She went over to his apartment to get a coat. She had the day off to get a coat that they had left behind, her and one of the kids. And she found all these naked pictures of her daughter, Polaroids. And she said, I don't even think that Playboy would accept these photos. They were more hustler type photos.
How can I ask, how old was her daughter in these photographs?
So maybe 18. Because she just started, she was a freshman in college. Just really disturbing stuff. There's more that's even more disturbing than what I'm saying right now, but it'll come out for sure.
I just hope that, I really just want people to be believed, victims to be believed, that they don't have to constantly defend themselves.
Well, I think,
you know, I do know that there are people in a, you know, I think it's a very small amount of people who have some type of a mental condition where they would lie about something like this. But for the most part, I just want victims to be believed.
I do too. And it wasn't just Dylan, who I believe was 7 at the time, but it wasn't just her telling what happened. It was a lot of the observations that were kind of red flags that anybody would be like, okay, that's weird. Did you see the way he touched her, or he tried to get her away from all the other kids to play with her, and then she just wanted to play with the kids? You know, at that point, there were a lot of, there were many other things that, and it wasn't just, again, Dylan telling the story. It was other witnesses, people who were concerned. And you could see it on film.
For what it's worth, Woody Allen and Sunyi Previn did release a joint statement after the release, and they say that these documentarians had no interest in the truth. Instead, they spent years surreptitiously collaborating with the Pharaohs and their enablers to put together a hatchet job riddled with falsehoods. And they went on to say, as has been known for decades, these allegations are categorically false. Multiple agencies investigated them at the time and found that whatever Dylan Pharaoh may have been led to believe, absolutely no abuse had ever taken place. It is sadly unsurprising that the network to air this is HBO, which has a standing production deal and business relationship with Ronan Pharaoh.
That is true.
While this shoddy hit piece may gain attention, it does not change the facts. That from Woody Allen and Sunyi Previn.
Of course they're going to say that.
What are they going to say? Sure. I did it!
Yeah, you know what? After all these years, I'm going to come clean and say, yeah, I'm a creep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to lie.
Yeah, it's there. You guys,
I have HBO Max. Maybe I should check this out.
At least watch the first episode, Steve.
Yeah.
Because it is alarming. So I don't want to say some of the things that,
yeah, because it's so creepy.
Disturbing. Yeah. So if you watch it,
then I don't have to hear you say it out loud, which will make me feel better about you.
Thank you. Exactly. Anyway, so that is called Allen versus Pharaoh. It is available on HBO Max. It comes out every Sunday. Episode 1 is available right now. Now, Cobra Kai, I can't get enough of it. I don't know what to do.
Did you finish the first season yet?
Yes, fully? I'm already 2.5 into the, or maybe even 3 into the second season.
Oh my gosh.
Now, you weren't
it's like crack.
Original Karate Kid fan, but like the reveal, there's a reveal at the end of season 1, right toward the end of that episode, the season finale.
Yes.
Did that click for you? Did that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good reveal.
And sorry, I didn't mean to compare it to crack. That was terrible. I've never had this. Don't do drugs, kids. I was trying to think of something addictive, that sugar. It's like a sugar rush.
There
it's like
we
Mountain
go.
Dew.
Yes. It's like, okay, well, they're so short, I might as well just let it roll into the next episode.
I know.
That's how they get you.
Yep. It's like candy.
So now let us formally, may I handle this, Donna?
Sure.
Don.
Yep.
I encourage you, if bored, check this out. I think you might really like the pacing of it, the throwback 80s vibes, quirky, funny writing, characters
are
well written.
Yeah, laugh out loud funny.
I think you would enjoy it.
Okay. I have some other things I got to get through first, but I will once I get through Umbrella Academy and all the episodes of Sex and the City. I am on season two of Sex
we'll
and the
see you in a couple of years.
Bye-bye.
On that note, if you see something, we always encourage you to say something. Steve saw something.
You remember El Chapo?
Yes.
El Chapo, what an incredible story there. I mean, just incredible. El Chapo, the drug lord running like a cartel.
Remember
on
Sean
the loose.
Penn? Drugs. We just went over the crisis. Right.
I know. Yeah. And drugs are bad.
Remember
drugs.
Sean Penn went and interviewed yes. him or something?
And then he had an incredible. Anyway, his wife is in the news today.
Oh, no.
If you were the wife of a jailed criminal, what's the one thing you would just say, you know what I'm not going to do? Well, she ended up doing it. I'll tell you why she's making headlines today. And we're just going to stick with that.
All right. Well, we'll start there, okay?
We'll start there and see what else we get to.
Okay.
The stupidity of it all. Coming up next on Donna and Steve.
Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Oh, and now we talk about El Chapo's wife.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
I have news about the El Chapo empire.
Okay.
The Justice Department says the wife of Mexican drug kingpin and escape artist Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has now been arrested on international drug trafficking charges at an airport in Virginia. Now, she is...
I have so many questions.
She is in the mugshot. You ever see someone in a mugshot and the look is like, oh, I'm getting out of here. That is the look that she has in the Alexandria Sheriff's Office mugshot.
Oh, God.
She looks like she's heading to a business meeting and not shaken at all. Emma Coronel Aspuro is a 31-year-old former beauty queen.
31?
She was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Monday and is expected to appear in federal court in Washington on Tuesday afternoon. She is a dual citizen of the United States and Mexico. The deal here is this. She was arrested in the U.S. Yesterday, accused of helping her husband run his multi-billion dollar cartel and plot his audacious escape from a Mexican prison in 2015. Point is, it sounds like they've got her on old charges. Maybe they've been trying to track her down, get her at a time. I don't know if she was actively involved in a trafficking situation at that point or not. It's weird whenever you have anyone who is international. An international suspect is tricky just with laws and stuff, and then they've got to come on your land in order for you to then arrest them with whatever your cause is. Whole thing.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Is El Chapo alive or dead?
I believe El Chapo is alive.
And he's in protective custody.
I would think so. For those who don't remember, El Chapo ran a cartel responsible for smuggling mountains of cocaine, is how the AP describes it, and other drugs into these United States during his 25-year reign. That's what prosecutors said in recent court papers. They also said his army of sicarios, or hitmen, were under orders to kidnap, torture, and kill anyone who got in his way.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like Ozark.
His prison breaks then became the stuff of legend and raised serious questions about whether Mexico's justice system was capable of holding him accountable. In one case, he escaped through an entry under the shower in his cell to a mile-long lighted tunnel with a motorcycle. You remember this? On rails.
No, I don't remember this.
Oh, my word.
That the planning. Is a tunnel.
Very resourceful.
It was incredible. The planning for the escape was extensive, and his wife, prosecutors say, played a key role. So now they have her in custody. As I remember it, when El Chapo was in jail back in 2015 or 2016, he had already been
known as an escape artist. You just couldn't keep him. And he had escaped, I believe, from prison once or more times before that. But then this one, 60 Minutes, if I recall, did a tour of the tunnel. And they showed this cell and how it dropped down underneath the shower. And then it goes into a tunnel. The tunnel goes. And Donna, I believe it popped up in someone else's tub a mile away.
Yeah, in another house, right?
And, yes, and he had
their tub.
He had all of these situations where he could be then in someone's house. They get word that authorities are on the lookout, lift up the tub, El Chapo goes into a tunnel.
No
kidding.
Oh my God, so this
very advanced.
It really reminds, did anybody watch Weeds on Showtime?
Such a great show.
It kind of had a similar tunnel. It wasn't coming from a jail cell, but that was just this insanely intricate. How do they not know?
Well, here's what
you hear: tunneling happening around the prison. Like, right? What's that ding, sound? Ding, it's ding. Just a constant, you know.
Well, here's what they did: they say court papers charge that Coronel Guzman, El Chapo's wife, worked with El Chapo's sons and a witness who is now cooperating with the U.S. government, by the way, to organize the construction of that underground tunnel that El Chapo used to escape from the Altiplano prison, which was in an attempt to prevent his extradition to the United States. So the plot included this: purchasing a piece of land near the prison, purchasing firearms and an armored truck, and smuggling him a GPS watch so that they could pinpoint his exact whereabouts so as to construct the tunnel with an entry point accessible to him. That's pretty damn...
They're really smart.
They are wicked smart, literally.
How long did it take him to dig this tunnel?
This is a great question. By the way, El Chapo sentenced to life on bars in 2019. Let me see if I can find that. You would imagine.
I mean, gosh,
very long time.
It's not like a little short tunnel.
No,
this is like a big, we'll make sure he's comfortable so he can stand up in the tunnel.
It's like a mine. Like,
listen to this.
Oh my God.
Listen to what his wife did. After El Chapo was rearrested following his escape, which was incredible, his wife lobbied the Mexican government to improve her husband's prison conditions. Worthy cause. And after he was convicted in 2019, she then moved to launch a clothing line in his name.
No.
Whose jeans are those? What writing does it say on your butt? That says El Chapo.
La la, El Chapo.
They could have made a line of lip balm, El Chapo stick.
Oh my God.
They could have done all sorts of things.
Really good.
She has been involved in the drug trade since she was a little girl.
That is really sad.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I wonder if she was a mule. Do you guys ever see that movie, Maria?
Do you want to escape dry lips? Sorry, go ahead.
Maria Full of Grace?
No.
It's really disturbing. It's like all these women, I think they were from Colombia, and they were enticed by money, obviously, just to take a trip. But what they would do they'd make them swallow all these drugs in little plastic bags.
Ew.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when they'd get to their destination, they would make them take laxatives, poop them out. Just horrifying stuff.
Sounds like a typical trip to customs.
You got to buy a Ziploc brand.
Right.
What if it comes undone?
Yeah, I swear it was in there. I told you to double bag it.
Oh, my God.
Well, now it's been ingested into my system.
Yes.
Let's go to the club.
Horrible stuff. Damn, Steve. Wow, you were the last person I thought was going to bring us an El Chapo, a Mrs. El Chapo story today.
Well, El Chapo really intrigued me when he got away, when I saw that tunnel. If you're at home or you're near a computer right now, YouTube that later. El Chapo's tunnel. It's just remarkable. It's remarkable.
It is like nothing could even imagine. Like, it's almost like he had, you know, workers with dynamite working on it for years.
Yeah, I don't know if he had people on the inside of that Mexican prison that helped him, that he was like, hey, I'm getting out of here. And if you say anything, I will kill you. And if you don't, I'll give you some money.
Probably, boy,
I think lesson of the day, by the way, since we have some kids doing distance learning who are listening, don't,
doubtful.
Second time we're saying this, don't do drugs. And also don't traffic them. Don't Don't be a mule.
Don't think you can get away with.
Well, we're back full circle.
Back to mules.
And mules, by the way, are products of what? A horse.
Horses and,
donkeys.
Yeah, a female horse and a male donkey.
I'll buy that for now.
What is the donkey use a stepladder?
It's a very good question. I really think it is an artificial process, Steve.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't know. Dawn might know.
No, why would I know?
Because your sister has a hobby
farm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a natural process. They just let them all in the same pen together.
Really?
Yep.
I don't believe you. All right, Dawn is leaving. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you so much. Brother Rob is going to come in with a dirt alert. We've got some music news. Steve, your buddy Jay-Z just sold half of one of his brands. But we don't know anything about new music right now. So we'll get to that coming up next.